This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 675. Shh, the secret to telling a good secret in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
When you are about to tell a secret in English, how do you make sure that your secret doesn't get repeated? Find out how to do it in English today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing pretty well here, hanging in there, you know, mid-January, coldest time of the year, but I'm okay.
Oh, yeah. Not such a fun time, but that's okay. Actually, at this point, I am probably back from Japan.
I know. We are going to be so excited. We're going to plan an episode when you come back about your experience in Japan so we can hear about it.
I think you said that I'm going to be going through like a reverse culture shock.
You might be a little bit of one. I mean, a little one. I'm sure it'll pass quickly, but you'll feel it. I mean,
it always feels sad at the end of a vacation too, doesn't it?
Oh, big time. Yeah, absolutely.
That's okay though. So today, did you tell a lot of secrets when you were kids? When you were a kid, Lindsay?
Yeah, probably I did. I'm sure I did. Especially as a girl, like girls like to gossip and tell secrets and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Do you do it as an adult?
Maybe occasionally, you know, you share something with someone that's close to you and, you know, you don't want them to tell anyone.
But a secret, yeah, I think that's a good point. Is I'm not necessarily asking if you gossip, but a secret mm-hmm. doesn't have to mean always gossip, right? It can also just mean like something serious or something mm. that you need to tell someone that you really don't want them to tell anyone else. It could be about you or something important, right?
Yeah, like something private. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think, I mean, have you ever had somebody tell you something and then you told someone else and you didn't realize that it was a secret?
Yeah, for sure. And that happened this week, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't talk to the person after because I don't think she cared that much. She was pretty chill. But it did happen this week with someone I know. Yeah.
I know that
I blurted something out that I didn't realize that other person knew. And then the person was surprised.
Yes. And I know that this has happened. Someone very close to me found out that someone was pregnant. And they accidentally said something like their father was around and the father didn't even know. And not the father of the child, but the pregnant woman's father. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so he accidentally said, like, oh, congrats. And then they had to, you know, like, because they didn't know it was a secret.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. That's intense. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Or like a proposal. I know another. Oh. Another friend of mine, she accidentally, before my brother got engaged, she accidentally congratulated my sister-in-law. She sent her a message. Oh. And my brother, like I think they had to find the message and delete it. Like
Before she opened it or before?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Whoa,
yeah. So,
okay.
Like, these things, like, so it doesn't necessarily have to mean, oh, you're saying something terrible about something. But if you're telling someone something, we say telling someone something in confidence, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is an important skill is what we're trying to say, right, Michelle?
Oh, it's really important because if you blurt out a secret that you didn't know, you know, it's important when you are the one telling someone the secret, it's also your responsibility.
Yes.
You have to make sure that person knows that it's not okay to just go around telling people this.
Yeah, don't assume it's confidential unless you make that clear.
Right, exactly. So as we said, it could be gossip or it could be serious story or like a fact or maybe a surprise. And, you know, for younger kids, I think of it also as like if they have a crush on someone, they say, oh, I like this person, right?
Yeah, totally.
So we're going to teach you guys today four phrases that you can use to preface a secret or confidential information.
Okay, good.
Confidential information.
I love that. Such an important skill here, Michelle. Oh. And guys, this is very specific. I know we've been going into some very specific topics today, but these are useful. If you're living your life in English and you want to go deeper with your English, these are the skills of your life to maintain your connections, to be happy, you know, just to succeed in life. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Important. This is an important one. It's specific, but it's important because, yeah, secrets are tricky.
Yeah, and I don't know any textbooks that are going to go into these skills here. So this is good.
Yeah.
This is great. Okay.
So what's the first thing you can say, Lindsay, before you get into your secret?
All right. So you say, now, don't tell anyone this, but...
Right. And then
blah,
go
blah,
into
blah.
It.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the second one is between you and me... Mm-hmm. Or just between you and me, blah, blah, blah.
I like that one because that sounds very native, but it's not. Well, this one is native, but it's also a little bit light. You know what I mean? It feels a little bit light. Like it's not super, it's not super like, oh my God, you have to promise that you don't tell anyone, right? It's not as like deliberate. I think it's just kind of a phrase, but it is. You know, I guess sometimes it may not always be taken seriously because it's kind of just a phrase. It's kind of light.
Right. True.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying here?
Right. I don't know. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah, you might, you know, if it really is a real, real secret, you might want to, you just have to make it clear, right?
Yeah. Like you could say like, please, this has to be just between you and me. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, just slow down. Right.
Yeah. Or you could say just between us. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the third one, Lindsay?
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay. Don't spread this around, but... blah, blah, blah. My secret. Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what it is.
Oh.
Okay. And then the last one I have is, and you could use this probably at the beginning or the end, but you could say, please keep this information to yourself.
Okay, that's good. That sounds very serious, but
that one
good.
Is more, yeah, I would say that one is pretty serious sounding.
That almost sounds like something bad is coming after it, like some kind of dirty secret or something, like someone's in jail or something. I don't know.
That's true. that's so funny. So, but yeah, exactly. I want to, you know, we've been talking about kind of the cultural aspects
to
these things. I'm curious from our listeners, like, is this a cultural thing? Like, I mean, especially, you know, when I say the word secret, I imagine somebody whispering.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Is it rude to whisper in other cultures or is it rude when you whisper? I mean, what's your opinion, Lindsay? Do you think whispering is rude?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I mean, it in our culture, you mean in
American
culture?
With our culture. And then I definitely, I want to hear from our listeners.
Yeah, I think that if you are at a big party where you're supposed to be, you know, socializing and you're in the corner just like whispering with someone about something that's obviously you're trying to keep it secret, that could be a bit rude. I would share that for the right time in the right place. Go have a coffee with that person or a drink and sit at the bar and talk, right, intimately. But I don't know about other cultures. I would love to have our listeners come back, you know, to this blog post 675 and tell us, you know, I would love that.
Please, please. I would really like that as well. It makes me think of, did you ever hear this when you were little, Lindsay? Secrets are no fun unless they're shared with everyone.
No, I never heard that.
You never heard that?
No.
Oh my gosh. That was always whenever somebody would whisper when I was younger, like somebody like an adult or even another kid would say, secrets are no fun unless they're shared with everyone.
They're trying to get you to share the secrets.
Yeah, or just saying like it's rude to whisper, like, you know, you
know. Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
It can be rude. It can be rude, especially if you're like in a group of three and two people.
Oh, gosh.
You know, that's horrible. Like that's the other person is stuck there, sitting there, hanging out. Just kind of whatever. It's pretty bad.
Exactly. So we're going to give this a try here, Lindsay. So you are going to tell me a secret and I think it's going to make you laugh.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. So Michelle, I have to tell you something.
What?
It's a really big deal.
Oh my goodness, what is it?
Now, don't tell anyone this, but Seth Godin has agreed to be a guest on our show.
That's so cool. He's your favorite.
I know. It's not 100% yet, but so please keep this information to yourself. I want our listeners to be surprised.
I won't say anything.
Thanks. Okay. I think they know now.
I think they know now.
That would be awesome. Man,
that would
like
be awesome.
Yeah. Totally.
So anyway, guys, you can see this isn't gossip, but this is just something that, you know, Lindsay would tell me. She won't want me to accidentally say it on the show or like tell someone, right? Because it's something exciting, wants it to be a surprise. Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm thinking even like a surprise party. Oh, gosh. That's another one.
Oh, yeah.
We should do an episode on surprise parties.
But it's funny because surprise parties are rarely, in my experience, they rarely end up being a surprise. Yeah. Like usually the person figures it out. You know, in my experience, at least.
Oh, yeah. I had it happen to me last year.
Oh, really? Someone gave you a surprise party?
Yeah. My husband and like a month before, we were at a friend's house and she had her Google calendar open and it said, Michelle's party. That's and awesome. I was like, oh, gosh. Okay. I hate that when I ruin the surprise.
And then did you have to act surprised? Or did
I
you
did,
tell
but Dan was like, when did you figure it out?
He knew that you knew from your reaction, right?
Yeah, and then I didn't want to tell the girl because she's like, how did you know? And I didn't want to tell her that I saw it on her calendar. Anyway, so let's go back through this. So what did you say?
Okay, I said, now, don't tell anyone this, but, and here's the secret, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
And then you ended off, guys, we only have one secret, so we're not using all the phrases, but you said, please keep this information to yourself.
Okay, sounds very serious.
So she said that at the end to, like, really, you know, finalize this information and make sure, you know.
Yeah.
And then we used a little bonus phrase. What was that, Lindsay?
The bonus phrase was, it's not 100% yet.
Yeah.
Is that the one that you meant? Okay.
You're right. So do you ever say that?
Yeah. I mean, I might say that. I mean, I might say this. I might say, like, it's not for sure yet. It's not confirmed.
Oh, that's another good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's not confirmed yet. Something along those lines. Okay. Yeah. But I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, in this, like, it's very clear, like, I'm not going to tell anyone this information. Lindsay definitely made sure to let me know, and there's no question. So, you know, these are really important, guys, because more than you would think, even if it's not a, like, you know, whispering secret, we sometimes tell people something that we need them not to share for some of the reasons that we went over today. And you need to know how to be sure to tell someone that it's a secret. And these are some of the phrases that you should be looking out for because somebody might say this to you.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think this is really cultural. It's interesting. I've heard some of our European students talk about living with families into their, you know, when they're married, living with the families of their partner and stuff. And it sounds like it could be a tricky environment where a lot of secrets are shared. And so we have to be careful. We have to make sure that we're allowed to share the thing that we're told, you know?
Exactly.
Tricky.
And if you, aren't sure, you can always ask. You can just say, you know, is this, I don't know.
Do you want me to keep this a secret? Is this a secret? Yeah. Is this just between us, or is it okay if I talk about this? Yeah,
exactly. You can always ask if you're not sure. Better safe than sorry, I guess.
Better safe than sorry.
In case someone forgets to tell you it's a secret, they might just forget.
I know. Well, that's what happened to me this week. Because my friend didn't tell me that. Like, I thought the guy knew that that was the case, and he didn't know. So I didn't even know it was a secret. So
that's gosh.
What went right. I don't think anyone cared. It was not a big deal, but they kind of
yeah, but it can be uncomfortable, right? But yeah, exactly. So guys, these are really important phrases. Definitely let us know about secrets in your culture, and whispering is an interesting topic. So very interesting. And Lindsay, I hope one day we get Seth Godin on the show.
That would be awesome, Michelle. He is the man, the man. He's great. Good. Very interesting marketing.
All right. Well, thanks, Lindsay. I hope you have a good one.
Okay, Michelle, take care.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.